Well, welcome to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing, and we are here this evening speaking to some wonderful people who have been on our show before, actually more than once, several times, and the reason for that is because the topic alone is just so important, and it affects everyone. Every walk of life, these are true unsung heroes in our community, and they serve us well. We are joined today with Shining Care. We have Colleen Nelson, and we have Joanne McCarley, and they're going to tell us about some upcoming events that we're doing that are going to support our elders in regards to Elder Abuse Prevention Month, which is June. And then we also have Julie Session, and she is here with the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program. She's the program manager, and oftentimes Julie and her program partner with Shining Care to help get the message out. So we're going to learn about the Ombudsman Program, and we're going to learn about ways that you can help protect our seniors in our local area. So if you know someone who is struggling with this, or a family or a friend, this is a good time to reach out to them. Call them. Tell them to tune in to 1460 AM or 96.5 FM. Because this next hour, we're going to learn a lot of information. So welcome, ladies. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So why don't we start out with Joanne. Joanne, tell us a little bit about Shining Care. I know we have a lot of people who are familiar with you and your organization. You're the founder, and but there are also a lot of new listeners who are just tuning in. So let's give them a little overview of what Shining Care is.
Okay, thank you. Well, Shining Care is a local Shasta County nonprofit, 501c3. We are small but mighty.
Yes.
And our vision is to equip and mobilize the community and partner with all of the different agencies to make sure that no one falls between the cracks. And ultimately, the goal is that people can age well.
Yes.
Meaning not just physically, but mentally and emotionally and spiritually, too. And so we have various services and programs to accomplish that goal. And, you know, it's all about collaboration. I've been doing social work for a long time. I'm not going to say how many years. 84. So, what I saw over the years are a lot of wonderful services, but unfortunately there are gaps in services, and it's hard for people to know how to navigate the system, and they fall between the cracks. And then there are truly some gaps in services for seniors, just pieces missing. So we're here to do our best to fill the void and help people get from one service to the other and really get what they need.
Yes. So is there a fee for those services?
For the most part, no.
Okay.
We do have some small contracts and grant funds that come and go, and we rely on our community donations and partners. Yeah. And so we do a lot for free. Most of our services are free. But if people need extensive help that's ongoing for months and months and months, then there is a fee for service for that.
Okay.
And that's on our website.
Yeah, and obviously that's going to be dependent on each individual case.
Right. So we've got this down to a science, and we've done really well getting people what they need without ever having to pay a fee most of the time.
Yeah. No, it's wonderful.
That's the goal.
Wonderful. So then under Shining Care, you have a program that is what Colleen is program manager of, is your proper title, and she's a gatekeeper. And a gatekeeper, why don't you tell us a little bit about that, Colleen?
So the Gatekeeper program, and it's an amazing program. It's a model that is used internationally. It was, you could say, born in Washington State. It was trying to figure out how to pinpoint those older adults out there that are not accepting help or implementing the different programs and services that, you know, folks put out, whether it's by radio, news, you know, TV, mail. Because once that gets out to them, they're still not implementing or taking that help.
Yeah.
So they thought, well, how do we reach them? And then they realized that there's a lot of folks already that have that built-in trusted relationship with them because it's ongoing, whether it's a bank teller, your postman, your favorite, you know, waitress. Those are already established that, well, what if we train them to recognize those signs of being at risk and get them to the help that they need? So with that concept, we have taken that and we have trained our local community businesses. We did non-traditional at first, but now you say yes, I'm there. I'm going to train you for free and I will make it work around your time schedule. But getting the more eyes, ears out there to help those seniors, to help catch when they're coming at risk, because they may not always, we don't always notice a change in our condition, or maybe we're a little too afraid to actually be vocal about it, worrying about what's going to happen. You know, will someone step in and take control of my life? And so they'll just get by. And getting by is not getting by. We know that. We see it all the time. We have seniors becoming homeless, and they shouldn't be. So with this, we go out and we train.
Okay. Yeah, and it can seem kind of daunting. So you're sitting at home, maybe you're a senior, and you're seeing different ads come across the television that say that they can help with, let's say, Medicare or with abuse prevention or fraud prevention, or you're at home and you trip more often, you fall more often than normal. And it can be daunting to try to go, like, where do I even start? Even though there's an ad showing you, it's just making that call. How do you ask the question? It's like having a friend on the other side of the line with Shining Care, because you can pick up the phone, you can call, and you're connected to all these organizations. And so you can just have a friendly conversation and know where to turn, how to help them. And then, correct me if I'm wrong, do you make that first call for them, or do you give them the resource to make those calls?
No, we connect them. Because if they could have done it, they would have. Yeah. So having that trusted friend, because most of these folks don't have anybody to act on their behalf, whether it's, you know, no family, no friends, they've outlived their friends. And so for us to help them make that connection, so when they get connected to a service or a program, it's like going home, you know. Yeah. They already know them, and they're not afraid. It's just so much easier if we have those helping.
Right. And I do want to say, even if people do have family and friends that can help, the system is confusing.
It is.
And people get, it's overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And how do I know what's right for me? And if you don't ask the question the right way or say the right thing, you may get, you know, no help.
Yeah, or partial answers.
So we're here for also family caregivers, too, if they we recognize that, you know, it's a whole family issue. Mm-hmm. And like Colleen says, a lot of folks are, you know, family lives away from town, or they can't help for some reason, or there is no one. But even for those that have a family caregiver in, the program, there is no income eligibility for it. And so whatever the person's income level, we can help them. So once a gatekeeper refers an older adult to our program, then they receive a free full assessment, which just is a fancy word for really getting to know the person. Mm-hmm. What are the issues causing risk and concern?
Yeah.
And then we determine, okay, what's the answer to every single need? And what's the right answer for that person? Because it's not the same for every person.
Well, and it probably changes also as that, even after that person's been referred.
Yes.
Life changes, right, and our health changes, mm-hmm, and situations.
And a lot of times people kind of know, but they're not sure of themselves. So sometimes it's just a matter of saying, yep, this is what we're seeing too, and we agree this is a good plan. And that gives people a lot of peace of mind.
Right.
We're there to be of support. Having been a family caregiver myself, this is what I've done for over 30 years. But when it's happening in your own family, it's different.
It's different. You're really close
involved.
To it. And
right. So we're here as a private nonprofit. We can take the time with people. You know, we genuinely care. It's not that the other agencies don't, but they just have so much that they have to do and so many guidelines that we have the freedom to be able to, like, fill that gap of the emotional support.
Absolutely.
We're really creative of what we can put together for folks.
Yeah.
It's important.
So then we got about a minute before we need to go to break, and then we'll come back and talk with you, Julie, and learn about the Ombudsman Program. But one thing I'd like to leave with, so how can they get a hold of you for Shining Care Services? What's the best contact?
Well, they can head to our website for those who have that internet access at shiningcare.org, or they can just call our office at 232-5543.
Perfect. We'll be right back. You're watching or listening to Heroes of the North State.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
You can learn safety and elder abuse prevention strategies with another free event presented by Shining Care. The Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium is coming June 17th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Wind River Resort Event Room. Lunch will be provided during a live simulcast featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood sharing his expertise and tips to prevent elder abuse in our community. There'll be a Q&A session plus many resource exhibits all during the Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium June 17th in the Wind River Resort Event Room. See more at ShiningCare.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade. You are listening to Heroes of the North State. If you are just tuning in for the very first time, this show is really just an effort to shine a light on these amazing local heroes that rise above, make a difference in the lives of those in our community, and are really just doing it not because they have to or told to, but because it's the right thing to do. And oftentimes, these people are part of an employment, but they also gather support through other sources, through volunteerism, through family members who come in and really help the cause. And so today we have the Shining Care ladies, and they've been telling us about Shining Care, but we also have Julie Session. She is here with the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program. She's the program manager. Now, you have a long title because you have a big responsibility, Julie.
Yes, we do.
So why don't we go ahead and learn a little bit about what is an ombudsman program?
So the long-term care ombudsman is actually the best-kept secret in the United States. Yeah. Not everybody is aware of the program, and it is the program itself is mandated through the Older Americans Act. and we are obligated to go in, resolve complaints within facilities, investigate abuse reports, and we're really the advocate for residents in long-term care facilities, whether it is a skilled nursing facility, whether it's a residential care facility or an assisted living facility. And we also... we don't monitor the adult residential facilities, which are also known as ARFs, and those are the homes that have they have a developmentally delayed population. They're the dependent adults. So we don't monitor them because unfortunately the funding's just not there. But we do respond to allegations of abuse and neglect, and when there's an investigation that needs to happen in the ARF, we go in and we investigate that.
So you send someone into the actual home and speak with the resident or with the family members?
Yes, we go in and we speak with the residents. We are a completely confidential service. We will never tell anybody if you call in a report what your name is, and we are resident-based. So... you know, if we go in to investigate and the resident is clear and oriented and they say, I am fine, everything's okay, we have to close out the case based on the resident's wishes.
Okay.
If the resident is not clear and oriented and there is a power of attorney set into place or whatever, sometimes even we'll get calls regarding the whole entire facility. And at that point in time, I don't need anybody's permission. I am the permission. So
okay.
I go in and we do the investigations, and we like to work with facilities to resolve these issues before it has to go to a higher level. You know, all facilities are regulated by rules and regulations, and so it's some facilities may not be aware of, you know, it's like, no, you cannot store the medications in their rooms. They have to be in a locked cabinet. And they're like, oh, my gosh. Okay. And, you know, and so it's we like to help before it goes to a higher level.
So then give me just a few listings of what you would consider something that would warrant an investigation.
Anything. I mean, it can be from medication mismanagement, the food is horrible and cold every single time, it's just, or just a general lack of care.
Neglect,
you know, the facility's in disarray, you know, there's rat feces in the living room, you know, it's just a, you know, these residents deserve a higher quality of life. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And when facilities are not giving them that higher quality of life or meeting their needs, that's when we get involved.
So then I know you're the ombudsman program, the long-term care ombudsman program is a huge supporter of Shining Care. So then, Joanne, how does that partnership work for you and then with Julie's program as well?
Well, a big part of, you know, what we do is to assess risk, and one of the sadly, most common risks are abuse and neglect, and that can be in a facility,
mm-hmm.
like Julie was talking about, or can be in the home situation. And so we work really hard to keep connection with both the Ombudsman's Office, and Adult Protective Services, to not get in their way, but to help provide information and to, you know, where they have to stop, maybe we can do more intervention.
Right.
And so that's a really important thing. And, of course, I always say we work hard to be the prevention side. So hopefully we have our education program. So if you go to our website, if you go to our Lunch and Learns or our symposiums, we are always getting information out so that people know about the Ombudsman. They know about Adult Protective Services. They know what to look for that's not okay, and they can help themselves in a lot of times or avoid a situation just by being empowered with information. And then to know that we're here to help them with that and to know that it's okay to call the Ombudsman. It's okay to call Adult Protective Services. They're there to help.
Right. Exactly.
And it's confidential. And so, we're very blessed in this community, you know, people like Julie and others, you know, we've named it the Elder Abuse Awareness Committee, because there are a big number of us from different agencies who are just very passionate about this. We know that abuse and neglect is there's just way too much of it happening.
And most of it's underreported. The majority of it's underreported, or you know, that's what the whole part about bringing the awareness is, like, you know what, it's okay to call.
And
we had a phone call a couple months ago, and a family member called and said, you know, my mom's in, she had surgery, and before she went in, she was doing great, and they put her into rehab, and she's fallen at night, and they haven't put a plan in place, and they've called me in the middle of the night twice now, and I'm really worried. You know, it doesn't, you know, I don't get to see her. When I do get to talk to her, she doesn't respond much. And he was worried that she was going to pass away there.
Oh.
And he goes, I don't know what to do. And I said, well, have you heard of ombudsman program? And he's like, have no idea. I'm like, okay, so let's try first working with the facility. And we got no callbacks. And, I know they're busy. But, you know, this is someone's caring about his mom. And
exactly.
Wanted to bring her home. That was the whole plan. And we weren't getting anywhere, so I called Julie's office, and she has this amazing dynamo over there, Lonnie, and she chatted with me and said, okay, well, let me talk with a family member, and what I'm offering to do is to get on the phone with him, and he can introduce himself, saying, hey, I've been trying to get hold of someone over there. This is what's going on. Can someone please talk with us? Mm-hmm. And if you don't get a response, then, you know, Lonnie introduced herself, and amazingly enough, because he's wanting to transfer her. And they kept going around and around, and it was just kind of a sad condition. But within 24 hours, he had her ready to be transferred. Lonnie had taken care of everything, and his mom went to a different rehab facility, and she's home now.
Wonderful.
And so, you know, having programs like Julie's to be able to go in and help our community like this when it feels like their hands are tied. There's nothing they feel like they can do, but they don't know about that program, and it's such an important program. And they're great. They're compassionate. They're fair. But they're there for their families.
Because residents have rights.
Oh, yes, they
do. You know, and they have a lot of rights. And a lot of families and residents, you know, when you go into a hospital for a surgery or whatever and you go into rehab, you have rights that follow you. And so, you know, we are very adamant that those rights are upheld.
Yes.
And, Lonnie, she's amazing. She is.
Well, you know, we all need an advocate. Mm-hmm. And you, with the Ombudsman Program, you know the language to use and how to ask the questions, or because you know the law and the rights, you can go, no.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it takes us out of it where we get to just care for our loved one. And love on them and take care of them, and you get to help us with all of that other stuff.
Yeah, so we're the advocate, you know, we're the advocate, and, you know, and families, they may love their grandma or, you know, but they don't know how to advocate for grandma. So that's where we step in and, you know.
Well,
so I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, there's just a real fear. I know the system and I know how it's supposed to go, but when you're a family member, you're really, it's intimidating to, you're not trying to complain. You're just, you want a problem fixed.
You
want
to be heard.
You don't, sometimes it's not received well as a family member.
Yes.
And there's fear, a little bit of fear of retaliation sometimes, you know, and so to know that that there are agencies, so we can go advocate too. So
if
we'll try to do what we can at Shining Care, first, and then of course gather information so to make the ombudsman's job easier, and we just together. Sometimes we can just head it off at the pass, and we don't have a problem. The ombudsman never needs to be called because again, there's an advocate.
Mm-hmm.
We know what they're supposed to do. They know we know.
Yes.
And it fixes the problem. But, and then again, there's times like Colleen was saying that there's not. And so then we can work collaboratively.
We're calling Julie.
You know, right. Advocates, team advocates. And I want to say kudos to our Shasta County agencies because we all work really well together. There was a time when we had services in the Bay Area, when I was with Compass, and a big difference there. Trying to work in collaboration with other agencies, I was shocked. I was spoiled from being up here where everybody really genuinely cares and works together really well.
Yeah. So, Julie, how do we get a hold of the Ombudsman Program? It's the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program.
They can call us at 229-1435.
Okay.
And we are located in the, we're at 1647 Hartnell, so it's the castle.
Okay.
Up Hartnell, and we're
that go out into these facilities are volunteers, and they are always needing volunteers. So if you've got some time and you got some passion, give them a call and look at giving your time to them and help advocate for them.
Perfect. So, ladies, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and let's talk about how our community can get involved. That's a really good point. It's a good segue into volunteerism. When we get back, we'll be here talking more about the Family Health and Safety Fest that's coming up this weekend.
Awesome.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Celebrate the Papa Bear in your life. The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports 2 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add 2 onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing, and well, you've got a burger challenge. Want the Big Daddy but can't tackle the mountain? Try the new Little Daddy. Get both this month only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading, or order for carryout or delivery at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or a four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our fall semester will offer more in-person classes on campus and more in-person student services. We'll continue to offer many of our classes via our flexible online environment for added convenience and choice. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or a certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your life. Lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill many of the positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan your tomorrow today. Fall semester classes begin August 16th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
You can learn safety and elder abuse prevention strategies with another free event presented by Shining Care. The Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium is coming June 17th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Wind River Resort Event Room. Lunch will be provided during a live simulcast featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood sharing his expertise and tips to prevent elder abuse in our community. There'll be a Q&A session plus many resource exhibits all during the Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium June 17th in the Wind River Resort Event Room. See more at ShiningCare.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
We'll be right back. you can learn safety and elder abuse prevention strategies with another free event presented by Shining Care. The Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium is coming June 17th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Wind River Resort Event Room. Lunch will be provided during a live simulcast featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood sharing his expertise and tips to prevent elder abuse in our community. There'll be a Q&A session plus many resource exhibits all during the Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium June 17th in the Wind River Resort Event Room. See more at shiningcare.org.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade, and you are listening to Heroes of the North State. We are here today with Julie Sessions. She is the program manager for the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program. And then joining me live in the studio also is Colleen Nelson, and she is the program manager for the Gatekeeper Program at Shining Care. And then we have the founder of Shining Care with us, Joanne McCarley. And we are talking about June, and well, every month on the calendar, but June is Elder Abuse Prevention Month, and this is when we really shine a bright light on all the resources and avenues that you can take advantage of, free resources in many cases, to help protect the seniors in your lives. And so our last break, we were talking about the Family Health and Safety Fest this Saturday, June 12th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Turtle Bay Sundial Bridge. And we, I'd love to just tell you all about it again, but we were segueing into there's going to be purple flags there. The bridge is going to be lit purple. There's going to be flags out on the lawn, and we were talking about the walk and the ceremony. So tell us, Joanne, what those flags represent.
Well, and the flags, Julie and the Ombudsman's Office has been doing this for how many years, Julie? Gosh,
years. Four or five years. It's been a while.
So there, it's a symbol. So each flag every year they order, sorry, and hate to say it, thousands of flags.
Oh gosh,
for little purple flags, and each flag, correct me if I'm wrong, Julie, represents one report of abuse or neglect in our in Shasta County alone. And so, and we unfortunately the. Probably there would be a lot more flags that we would see because we know that
it's underreported.
Most are not reported.
Yeah.
So, so you'll see flags. Our committee we kind of kicked off the week with planting the flags at City Hall.
Yeah.
So you'll see them in front of the fountain at City Hall here in Reading. There was a flag planting in Anderson River Park.
Mm-hmm.
They're soon to show up at Wind Rivers, Reading Rancherias,
Mini Mart,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
off of Bonnie View. We still have to figure out, I know that Shasta Lake City wants to do a display. They may have theirs later. The great news is that more and more people are becoming aware and they want to get involved.
Yes.
So
right.
You're, so poor Julie at the ombudsman's office is having, you know, it's a big job to keep make sure we have enough flags and signs.
Right.
And so,
and
yeah,
people serve, Julie. It sounds like every flag, that's a person served in our community. It's a sad way to have to serve them, but at least the resource is there and you're able to help them. So.
And we have lawn signs. So, I mean, the ombudsman program is just not Shasta County. We have all five northern counties.
Okay.
We have Shasta, Siskiyou, Trinity, Modoc, and Lassen.
Right.
And so my goal this year is to turn the North State purple.
Right.
And so we have the lawn signs and flags in every community.
Yeah.
Because I'm all about raising awareness about elder abuse.
Absolutely.
So, yes. So there's been a lot of lawn signs and lots of flags. And it's because it's important that you know, raise this awareness.
You've got some statistics that you're going to share with us as well.
So for Shasta County, between Adult Protective Services and the Long-Term Care Ombudsman, there was 2,231 cases this year. So out in front of City Hall, there are 2,231 flags.
Oh, my goodness. And each one represents someone in our community.
Correct.
Wow. Okay, so, ladies, we're in our last break of the show, so I want to be able to also talk about the senior safety. It takes a community symposium that Shining Care is putting on. Besides this Saturday, which is going to be a fun family event, so bring every age. It's open to everyone. There's so much to do between 6 and 9 p.m. As far as bingo and the treasure hunt and the presentations and the awards. But then we also have a more in-depth topic on with the symposium. So you want to go ahead, Joanne, and share that with us?
Sure. It's a free symposium, and, you know, they say there's no free lunch, but this does include lunch. So sign up right away. You're going to want to register soon. So basically, you know, it's an opportunity to learn safety and elder abuse prevention strategies. And we have world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood, who will be on the huge screen at the Wind River Event Center. Great sound, great screen. It'll be like he's there, large and in charge. He's a fantastic speaker. He's amazing. It's a very difficult topic, but somehow he's able to appropriately weave in humor. So, you know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. You'll laugh. But he's so powerful, and he's going to be talking to you about elder abuse prevention tips. He was a very successful elder abuse prosecuting elder abuse in San Diego.
Okay.
In that county down there, he was a district attorney prosecutor for years, and so he brings a wealth of information. We have lots of other speakers. We're going to be addressing dementia, caregiving, and long-term care safety. We're going to have Reading Fire Department and PG&E Public Safety Power, Passages Caregiver Resource Center. We're going to be talking about disaster preparedness and crisis situations. We're going to address medical and emergency processes and planning.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we're addressing elder abuse, neglect, and fraud in Shasta County and what you can do as a citizen to protect yourself and your loved ones.
Okay, and so this is happening June 17th?
Yes.
9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Event Center, and it has a free lunch, but you want to go to shiningcare.org to pre-register, if I understand correctly.
Yes, we do need them to register so we can have a headcount for those lunches.
Okay, so if there's an individual who doesn't want to lunch and at the last minute wants to come, is that possible?
Welcome. You bet.
Okay. So, gosh, what an amazing topic. And so are you going to have a panel there also aside from is what you're saying?
So we'll have our local experts. So we have our speakers, and then we'll have some local experts at the end from different agencies to answer questions. So a live question and answer session, which has over the years, couldn't do one last year, obviously, but you know, so people can get their questions answered. And then we'll have exhibits also where people can go and gather information and talk to experts and find the help that they need.
So then while I'm there, it's open to all ages, I'm assuming, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. And what's the overall goal is just to provide resources and information.
Right. Be proactive and prevent.
So you don't have to be in crisis mode in order to attend. This is preventative.
Yes.
And or.
It is possible to prevent this, and there are so many resources to help families do that.
Okay. Yeah.
And then also as a community to learn how we can take watch for our neighbors and help them too.
Right.
Because we're all aging. And whether we may not be in crisis right now, but having those tools in your little toolbox, so when the picture comes and it holds a little bit of crisis for you, you already have some information, know who to go to, and how to work with this. We're here.
Yeah. So Julie, would you recommend or not? I don't, hate to put you on the spot, but if you have a senior in your life and they're in denial and you see it, moms, whatever, would you come together? Bring that senior and your, like, if it was me and I thought mom might need some help, I can invite mom to come and you guys can learn together.
That would be amazing. I mean, because then they hear it firsthand.
Yes.
And a lot of times when you have the family dynamics, you know, you're still your mom's child. It doesn't matter if she's 100 years old. You are still her baby and you're just a kid.
Yeah.
So it helps a lot of times when they hear it from somebody else that they're not related to.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps sink things in, and they are able to be like, sit there and think about things without their daughter saying, mom, you really need some help. You're not safe here. There's resources out here. Because, I mean, everybody wants to stay in their home. We all want to age in our home.
Yeah.
And so there are resources out there that help you stay in your home.
Right.
And, you know, when the time comes that you things change, the resources are there also there to help the transition.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we're coming to the end of our show, so I want to just kind of recap, if we could. Shining Care, your website again.
Shiningcare.org.
Okay, and the phone number to call if you need help.
Is 232-5543. We'll help you get registered or give you information you might need, or if you're in need of some services and need help getting some decisions made, we're here.
Okay, perfect. And then, Julie, what's the best way to get a hold of the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program?
Well, we do have a new website, and that is PSA2, and that's the number 2, and it's ombudsman.com. Our phone number is 530-229-1435.
And could you spell ombudsman?
O-M-B-D. Oh, sorry. O-M-B-U-D-S-M-A-N.
Okay, perfect. So if you are just now tuning in and maybe you've missed this episode and you wish you would have heard the whole show, you can go to myumbrellamarketing.com and you're going to see a link there. You can also go to kcnr.com and go to the archives. This show will be here archived permanently, so you can share it. Please pass it to your friends. If you are looking for something to do on Saturday and you want to bring out the friends and family, come June 12th from 6 to 9 to Turtle Bay for the Family Health and Safety Fest. And then don't forget to go to shiningcare.org for our June 17th Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium with a free lunch. Thank you. I'm Michelle Slade, and we'll be back next month.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Then Goliath, a Philistine champion from Gath, came out of the Philistine ranks to face the forces of Israel. He was over 9 feet tall. He wore a bronze helmet, and his bronze coat of mail weighed 125 pounds. 1 Samuel chapter 17.
You're listening to Writing Roots, brought to you by Aspen House Publishing.
Welcome to Writing Roots. I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Essis. And today we are talking about basically just people, but magically bigger people.
That would be the giants. Now, we're not talking about Andre the Giant giants, not people who are just incredibly tall. We are talking about actual mythical creatures, legends, tales of races of tall people.
Across the world, a lot of cultures show tall people as powerful people. I believe there are two different Shinto emperors who are reported to have been more than 10 feet tall. These huge giant people, literally very tall, makes them very powerful to see. So at first sight, if your hero is encountering a giant, they can be very intimidated without even talking to or encountering physically.
So when we're talking about these mythical giants, the biggest thing about them in most legends is that they're basically people, but big. They are sometimes slower, less intelligent, but always strong.
And I've found across my different studies of giants around the world, cannibalism is something that we see a lot of, or at least eating humans in some way. You know, grind your bones for bread kind of a mantra. We see that in a couple of different giant stories around the world.
I have a hard time siding with Jack on the Jack and the Beanstalk story. What would you do if somebody invaded your house and stole your stuff?
Probably exactly the same thing.
Maybe not eat them, but, you know.
Maybe smush them.
Yes. So let's get into some examples of giant or large, intimidating, strong creatures. Of course, you have your trolls and your ogres and your orcs.
And the Urukai, which are important.
Urukai!
A lot of the references to giants are an alternate race, similar to elves and dwarves, where they are human-like, but not. They aren't exactly gods. They aren't demonic in any way. They're mostly just a different kind of people.
In Norse mythology, you have the Jotuns.
And to be clear, the Avengers mythology as well.
Of course, the frost giants from Jotunheim are very based on this race of giants in Norse mythology.
There was a carving that was dated to about the 10th century AD of, I'm not going to try to pronounce her name because I'm going to butcher it, but one of the Jotun riding a dog like a horse, might have been a wolf, and she had like reins on it, but the reins were made of snakes. It was a very interesting depiction of, because most of the time when we see giants, we don't see them using tools in that kind of a sophisticated way. It's mostly like a club and smash Harry Potter in the bathroom.
If you want to look that up, I believe the pronunciation is Hyrokin. It's Hyrrokkin.
And of course, heading south to the Middle East, the Judeo-Christian history, we have the Philistines, which our opener was referencing, these gigantic warrior-type people.
Even if you aren't super familiar with the Judeo-Christian beliefs, you likely have heard the term Goliath. You've heard that and know that it references a giant, a huge human that is not easily defeated. So if we want to go down under to Australia, there is an oral tradition of a giant known as Crooked Mick.
If you're listening from the U.S., you probably know who Paul Bunyan is. Crooked Mick is like Paul Bunyan, but cooler. Not only does he like chop down stuff and shear sheep and such, but he makes great pies, apparently.
Not only are his pies good, but they are light, so light that a gust of wind can carry them away. And not only are pies getting carried away, if he kicks a crocodile, he can send it to the moon. Sorry, I'm having a really hard time keeping a straight face during this. I love this, and it's just so much fun that you've just got this, like, Australian bushman that's going out there kicking crocodiles and baking pies.
And generally doing everything that, you know, humans do, but way cooler. So you want to look that one up? That's Crooked Mick. And that's more legend than, like, people believed he actually existed. I mean, obviously, spurned from somewhere.
Again, much like Paul Bunyan.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you have a giant that is super familiar because of its prominence in Greek and Roman tradition, and that's the Cyclops.
He's also familiar because he's the dude with one eye. Which is interesting because most of the depictions I see of the Cyclops, he has the holes in the face in a normal where humans would have eyes, but they're just sort of skinned over, and then he has a third eye at the top of the center of the forehead. I always thought that was weird. It wasn't like they were, like, merged, you know?
I'm just picturing the Cyclops and Hercules, the Disney animated version, where it's just, like, one big eye that's, like, half his face in the middle of his forehead. He has a very tall forehead as a result.
Most of the ones we've talked about so far are enemies of humans in some way. They're hunting them, they're smashing rocks and trying to kill the normal everyman.
Except for Crooked Mick, he's saving them from the crocodiles.
Okay, that's fair. I am talking about the Gentile, I believe it's pronounced. These are a race of giants found in the northern parts of Spain, close to where it meets France in that little bay there. They existed and they basically just hung out with the humans, and they were really known for their ability to throw rocks. And that's how a bunch of the little islands off the coast were formed. But they were said to have lived alongside the Basque people at one point.
They were also said to have invented metallurgy, the saw, and grew the first wheat, and then taught the humans how to farm.
Most of them disappeared when the comet flew across the sky around the same time that Christ was born. That was sort of a harbinger for them to go, okay, it's bedtime, and they basically just went and lived under a mountain.
There was one that was said to have remained, known as Olentzero. O-L-E-N-T-Z-E-R-O, and he's said to appear at Christmas and is reproduced as a straw doll.
And of a lot of the giants we find, these ones are furry, they're hairier, until we get into more modern mythology and cryptozoology.
Fun cryptozoology. If we want to go a little coastal islander, in Fijian mythology, there is a giant who was so large that his teeth looked like they were burning logs. And that is why his name is Flaming Teeth.
Very original. So he basically tortured the humans in the village for so long that a bunch of warriors went, lured him under a big rock, and then pushed it over on him. He died, and his teeth were brought back to the village, which brought fire to the humans.
Fascinating.
We all have some sort of this is how humans got fire story, I think.
And it's never, hey, we boofed two rocks together and went, ooh, look, fire. And then if we go to Eastern Asian cultures and mythologies, the Hindu and Buddhist cultures have the Rakshasas, and they were depicted as shape-shifting, fierce-looking, enormous creatures with two fangs that protruded from the top of their mouth.
They have a lot of similarities between them and the modern Bram Stoker version of Dracula, of a lot of the vampire mythology. Oh. The shape-shifting, the eating people, especially their blood, needing to be invited into a building. These are all Rakshasa tropes that also appear with vampires, which we'll talk about in three episodes.
Yes.
These ones are a little strange because I didn't necessarily want to put shapeshifters in with giants because giants are naturally large creatures, and these ones can appear humanoid, but they are described.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.